From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The United States claims victory in the banana trade war. Dominica Police allegations of death threats from drug dealers brushed aside by a Vincentian lawyer.
That is absolute rubbish.
And the central bank governor in Barbados given his marching orders. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. After months of wrangling and a battle of words, the World Trade Organization has issued its ruling on bananas, and it has gone against the European Union and, by extension, Caribbean banana producers. The WTO says the United States has the right to impose stringent tariffs on a range of European products, including Scottish cashmere. The Americans believe the advantage has for far too long been with the Europeans, who prefer to trade with their banana-growing former colonies. Keith Stone-Graves reports.
In the latest twist to the long-running battle, the European Union says it intends to ask its 15 members if it should appeal against the ruling. The EU's Vice President and Trade Commissioner, Sir Leon Britton, speaking from India, said the EU would abide by the ruling while reserving the right to appeal.
The rules allow for a variety of things to be done in the case of a ruling, some temporary and some permanent. I don't think it's a conclusion that is justified. There are disputes that are going on. We take them to the WTO, and that does help solve them because not everything has been solved instantly.
The United States says the